You people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
Good evening, Vancouver. It is nighttime in Chicago right now, but it is just past 7:30 here in the Pacific evening. It is Happy Star Wars Day, so may the 4th be with you.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. 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 The Force, the Force, the Force is with you, young Skywalker.
You are not a Jedi yet. You are not a Jedi yet. You are not a Jedi yet.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. The Force is with you, young Skywalker. The Force, the Force, the Force is with you, young Skywalker.
You are not a Jedi yet. You are not a Jedi yet. You are not a Jedi yet.
Jedi, I am a Jedi, I'm a Jedi, I'm a Jedi, I'm a Jedi, I'm a Jedi.
You're not a Jedi,
I'm a Jedi,
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 you're not a Jedi,
I'm a Jedi, I'm a Jedi, I'm a Jedi, I'm a Jedi, I'm a Jedi, I'm a Jedi. I'm a Jedi.
You are not a Jedi. You are not a Jedi. You are not a Jedi yet. You are not a Jedi. You are not a Jedi. You are not a Jedi yet.
I'm a Jedi. I'm a Jedi. I'm a Jedi. Like my father before me. I'm a Jedi. I'm a Jedi. I'm a Jedi. Like my father before me.
Serpent. Jedi, so be it. Jedi, so be it. Jedi.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. The Force is with you, young Skywalker. The Force, the Force, the Force is with you, young Skywalker.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me. I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
People in Vancouver. That's Morgan Phillips, otherwise known as Super Genius, although now he goes by the Suck Lord. And that was The Trials of a Jedi, of his limited edition Star Wars Breakbeats album from 1997, one of the first releases through his psychedelic label. Phillips only pressed 3,000 copies of that album at first, and he sold it from the boot of his car, kept keeping a low profile to avoid the army of George Lucas's lawyers. So far, Phillips has evaded lawsuits all this time, though he's released a few other works along the same sort of line of copyright infringing level of pop culture. He's taken on Lord of the Rings, and he's taken 80s cartoon villains as well. Good evening. Time once again for Radio Free Gak, that show on the radio that does that thing with the film music. And this is on UBC's Bonzer Community Radio Station, 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. You can find us online through www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'm putting my hands in the air until 9 o'clock Pacific. You can call the booth here, 604-822-2487. That spells 604-822-CITR. You can also email me directly, radiofreegak@gmail.com. We'll remain in the stars here for the next set, although we'll just sort of drift through into the next little thing. The samples we'll hear now are from NASA, and from the 2003 album The Power of Suggestion. Although, you can also find this on the Den of Thieves compilation through the 18th Street Lounge. Here is British duo The Kamrinsky Experience with Exploration.
As the beginning, really, of an exploration. That's the reason we're exploring. You don't know what you'll run into on an exploration. What the sky looks like, what the stars look like. Do they still twinkle, or are they a steady light when you get outside the atmosphere? We'll be right back. what the sky looks like, 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 what the stars look like, what the stars look like, what the stars look like, what the sky looks like, what the sky looks like, what the sky looks like, what the stars look like, what the stars look like, what the stars look like.
We'll be right back.
And there we had Rubber Room. We're taking care of and slowing down the Eurythmics 1981 single, Take Me to Your Heart. That was just Take Me. And you can find that as the B-side to the Rubber Room's Hippie Dance single out last year through the Belgian label Disco Devil. And before Rubber Room, we heard Logic of Space by Ioni, one of the members of the contemporary Scandinavian jazz scene. And you can find that on Volume 1 of the Jazz Flora series, which came out in 2001. Black Dice are a group that have seen their fair share of changes over the past decade or so. Initially, they were just a noise band, but they morphed into krautrock, post-punk rock, and experimental electronica, though they kept their noisy roots. Now they sound a little bit more like Afrobeat with a little bit of a breakbeat mixture, although for some reason they gained that by losing their drummer. So right now they're a trio, and the Black Dice will be at the Biltmore Cabaret with Wolf Eyes on May 25th, promoting their most recent album, Repo. And off of Repo right now, what we'll do is we'll listen to Idiot's Pasture. This is CITR Vancouver.
Let's Drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio. We had Neon Indian with 6669, and in parentheses, I don't know if you know, which you can find on MySpace. And all that's known is that Neon Indian are a duo consisting of a guy and a girl who make music via correspondence. One of them is in Brooklyn, New York. The other one is in Austin, Texas. Before Neon Indian, we heard the Bell Orchestra with Stripes, which is off this year's As Seen Through Windows album. And Bell Orchestra are best known as being the string section for the Arcade Fire, and further showing their indie cred, whatever that's worth. As Seen Through Windows was produced by John McIntyre of Tortoise and Sea and Cake fame. You're listening to Radio Free Gak. I'm Gak. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Broadcasting on a not so much of a spring day anymore, but it is May. The rain should be coming. All the cherry blossoms are falling like snow, little pink snow. And a few weeks ago, I played an entire episode devoted to the soundtrack work of Maurice Jarre, and briefly alluded to The fact that his son, and unfortunately a strange son, Jean-Michel Jarret, followed in his father's footsteps in becoming a synthesizer composer. Now, if you missed the Maurice Jarret tribute I had a few weeks ago, you can actually find that in the podcast link. So just go to www.citr.ca, click on the Schedule and Podcast link, and once you find Radio Free GAC, which you'll find on the Monday evening part of the calendar, you just have to scroll back. I think it was episode 60, although I'm sure I put Roman numerals there just to mess with your head and see if you bring your elementary grade school math skills up to par. Anyways, Jean-Michel Jarret, he became really popular based on this next song that we're going to listen to. This is off his breakout album Oxygen, which came out in 1976. So what we'll do is we'll listen to part four, and afterwards we'll sort of cue into another weird bit related to Jean-Michel Jarret's history, sort of like a remix gone wrong, as it were. The Orb, and that is the album version of Toxygen, released as a single back in 1998 off their album called Orblivion. And Toxygen's roots actually were as a remix for Oxygen 8, which was released by Jean-Michel Jarre as part of his Oxygen 7-13 album back in 1997. But there was a breakdown in appreciation, since Jarre wasn't pleased with the fact that the Orb didn't preserve the original melody in many ways. As you can see, they did a little bit of ham-fistery there with what a beauty, and the other little weird fragments of songs and radio transmissions there. So what happened is Jarre released Oxygen 7-13 as a sequel to his 1976 original, from which we heard Oxygen Part 4. And for those of you who are interested, the Orb play the Commodore Ballroom on June 16th. I've seen them once live before, but that's almost like about 13 years ago, and that was a very trippy show. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
Get ready to travel east for the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference in Toronto, June 17th to June 21st.
Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from 25 different countries across dozens of genres. It's your chance to catch breakout performances by tomorrow's stars.
5 days, 50 stages, 500 bands, plus 25 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale online, www.nxne.com for details. And great deals on festival passes that also get you into the industry conference with celebrity interviews and panels exploring the future of music.
So start thinking about your travel plans to attend North by Northeast in Toronto.
That is just a month away, so we had North by Northeast, sort of an equivalent of South by Southwest, but somewhere else on the compass itself. You're listening to Radio Free GAC here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Etc. Etc. is an offshoot of Universal Records in the Australian division, and they handle distribution for a lot of local Australian acts, and that is not even the part we're at right now. Hey, jumping ahead. Let's have a bit of a New York set before we go to Australia first. So Street Lab, they're a duo out of New York, and they do a lot of remix work of their own volition, meaning that they aren't commissioned to do that. They remix just because there's a song they like, or it's a song they want to rescue, and they put some spin on it. So they released their first EP full of original compositions last year, and from that self-titled EP, here's Street Lab with New York Sound. Thank you. There is New York Excuse by Soul Wax. And you can find the original version on their 2004 album Any Minute Now. But that was the live version as part of their kind of rockumentary that was called Part of the Weekend Never Dies. There's no word if there's any additional releases of their music coming anytime soon, but they've done some recent remix work for Management and Hot Chip. And recently they are producing an album for Das Pop. Not Daft Punk, Das Pop, D-A-S-P-O-P. It's a funny Belgian band, and I can't find any of their music. Speaking of what I was before, ETC, ETC, there's an offshoot of Universal Records, the Australian division, and they handle local distribution for... the CD player just made a noise there. One of the acts that's come out of the Australian division there is Lost Valentinos, and their psychedelic post-punk band from Sydney. And off their Serio single this year, this is Serio, but this is the remix done by Weird New Jersey act Weird Tapes. This is Professionally Run Radio, CITR Vancouver. Here we are, Mastercraft with VU. And you find that off the Fist of God album, which is out now through Universal Records. It's here in Canada, and then Universal Records through the offshoot ETC in Australia, which is home to the Los Valentinos, who we heard beforehand with the Weird Tapes version of Serial. You're listening to Radio Free GAC here on CITR Vancouver. We'll start the soundtrack thing after this quick promo.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
Right, we just heard there was A Cellulone and RJ Dito with A Beautiful Mind. And you can find that on Volume 1 to music from the series Mad Men. For those people with AMC, or I guess here it is on... I'm not going to showcase ABC, CBS, something. So that show with the 60s ad executives, everybody loves Don Draper. This is Radio Free Gak here in the background. We hear a little bit of Solid Days, and what we're going to do... We'll play sort of like a vaguely space thing, but I think it's just mostly just very wondrously atmospheric music for the next little bit here. And we're going to start off with a little bit from the original film, Star Trek The Motion Picture. I know that the new one's coming out in 4 or 5 days at this point. Sort of the remake, the restart, almost like the Little Muppets version of Star Trek with Baby Kirk and Baby Spock. And it's going to be... Actually, it looks pretty good. I'm not going to trash it at this point. I still have to sort of go with an open mind, but... From the motion picture part, I'm actually going to do the full Star Trek episode thing, since I did find the fight music finally from A Mock Time, and there's a whole bunch of other little weird drop music, and then there's the pop culture references galore that are fantastic, but what we're going to do right now actually is listen to a fantastic piece from the 1979 film. There was a 20th anniversary edition 10 years ago of the soundtrack. They included this bit from Jerry Goldsmith. And this features an instrument called the Blaster Beam, which is sort of like a conceptual instrument that includes a whole bunch of electronic guitar pickups, and it's about 15 to 18 feet long. It's a big metal beam, and it's strung with numerous tense wires, and it sounds like... Blaster Beam's probably one of the best names for it. There's a bit of a rumor going wild from around the early 90s. There was a Central Park performance that included this instrument, and apparently they were stimulated by it. But there were some studies done by Australian radio trying to determine whether this was actually possible just by listening to a continuous loop of the Blaster Beam. Didn't really happen, but some people still think it's kind of exciting. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the alternate version of the Force Field from Jerry Goldsmith from the motion picture Star Trek. The original one.
Thank you.
from the film You Only Live Twice. That one with the volcano and the rocket ships being stolen. And I guess that's with one of my favorite names there, Kissy Suzuki. So that was a James Bond film that was scored by John Barry. And that song was Capsule in Space. That wonderful sort of like arpeggiated pizzicato strings up there. Then that weird little disco number in between there. That actually is based on The End, which is part of John Carpenter's score to his film, Assault on Precinct 13. But that was the Fromage edit, and Fromage are part of the Fromage Disco Collective of Australia that do weird, funny things, and they're unsigned, and that just came out last year. And then we started off with Jerry Goldsmith with the alternate take of The Force Field from the original Star Trek, the motion picture, that one with V'ger, everything going really slow, but the wonderful sort of like eye candy and whatnot. So that is it for Radio Free Gak this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then, tomorrow morning, did any other show come after Gavin's? No, we still have a fill-in at that point, but I'm sure there'll be some fine overnight programming for you to tune into all night. Then 6 a.m. rolls around Tuesday. You have Arthur and Andrea with Pacific Picking. If you missed any of this week's Radio Free Gak, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Just go to the CITR website, click on the schedule, find the Monday evening slot there, I'm there. Copy that link in iTunes, and you'll be happy. If not, you can always just go to iTunes itself, go to the store, look at the podcasts, do a search for CITR, and a good half dozen shows, not half dozen, maybe two dozen shows are there. I don't know why Gavin's show still isn't there. It's kind of bewildering for me since I submitted it for him about a month ago now, but we'll go talk to the fine people at Apple. You can actually find the podcast link off my site, gak.ca. It's a little old right now because I haven't actually had access to the server due to some weird snafus at this point. So I'm going to actually probably move that shortly so I can get something a little bit more reliable and doesn't crash all the time. Coming up, I have two more songs here. We'll start off with a Nick Cave number from Batman Forever. Weird movie, but the soundtrack for that actually is quite awesome. And for me, that's actually my first exposure to Nick Cave. So that will be There Is a Light. And then we'll follow up with the latest Patrick Watson. They'll be at Richards on Richards on May 13th. So that's next week. And so from their latest album, Wooden Arms, that'll be Fireweed. So enjoy yourselves this week, and we'll catch you in 7.
Can't even die. You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.